Paul Babeau, the Arizona state co-chair of Mitt Romney's presidential campaign, resigned over the weekend. He is a Republican congressional candidate himself and an Arizona sheriff known for his tough stance on illegal immigration. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, Babeau resigned from the Romney campaign after published reports that he had threatened a former lover, a Mexican man, with deportation.
Paul Babeau became a national figure 2 years ago when he appeared in Arizona Senator John McCain's best-known reelection ad. The Pinal County Sheriff walked with McCain next to the existing fence between the U.S. and Mexico.
And complete the dang fence.
It'll work this time. Senator, you're one of us.
Since then, Babeau, shaven head, always appearing in uniform, has done countless interviews on border enforcement. The National Sheriff's Association even named him Sheriff of the Year. Babeau announced he was running for Congress in January. But late last week, the Phoenix New Times reported that Babeau's lawyer had threatened a Mexican immigrant if he revealed a years-long relationship with the sheriff. The man, identified as Jose, said he went to the paper because he was afraid he'd be deported. Babeau responded in a news conference.
All these allegations that were in one of these newspapers are absolutely, completely false, except for the issues that refer to me as being gay, because that's the truth. I am gay.
Babeau says Jose worked on his campaign when they were together, running the sheriff's campaign website and social media. When the two men broke up, Babeau says his lawyer told Jose to stop posting on the site. The sheriff says no threats were made. At one point in his news conference, Babeau said he felt relieved to publicly acknowledge his homosexuality. But actually, in a way, he did that a while ago, when he posted bare-chested photos of himself on at least one gay dating site. Phoenix New Times published more pictures of Babeau, including one of him in an embrace with Jose, whose face is blurred. Babeau called the photos off-limits.
What I do in my private and personal life is my business.
But the sheriff now has three very public problems. First, the admission that he's gay could hurt him with conservative voters who make up much of Arizona's 4th congressional district. Second are the photos Babeau posted and gave to his lover.
It doesn't show what I would call good judgment.
Bruce Merrill is a longtime Arizona political pollster and researcher. He says the most damaging problem may be that Sheriff Babeau allegedly threatened to turn his ex-lover over to immigration authorities.
A police officer has been fired because they looked up the license plate of somebody and abusing their position. And people were really offended by that.
Not to mention the awkwardness of an immigration hawk dating a man who's a Mexican immigrant. Babeau believes, by the way, that Jose is not an illegal immigrant.
Everything that I understand is that he's absolutely in legal status here, absolutely.
Late today, a disguised Jose appeared on CNN and said he has a valid visa, but he didn't show it. He said again he feared for his safety because of the sheriff's threats. So far, it's his word against Babeau's. Either way, the political damage is done. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.